Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mind Map Mastery by Tony Buzan presents a practical, creativity-focused guide to mind mapping, a visual thinking method Buzan popularized worldwide. The book positions mind maps as a way to align note-taking, planning, learning, and problem-solving with how the brain naturally forms associations. Instead of linear lists, it emphasizes a central idea that branches outward into keywords, images, colors, and connections, helping readers capture both structure and imagination in one page. Across its guidance, the book highlights why mind maps can improve recall, generate ideas faster, and bring clarity to complex projects, from studying and writing to business strategy and personal goals. It also addresses common mistakes, such as overloading branches with sentences or making maps too rigid, and offers a step-by-step approach to creating maps that stay readable and useful. For newcomers and experienced users, it aims to turn mind mapping from a neat concept into a dependable everyday thinking habit. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how mind mapping mirrors associative thinking. A core theme of the book is that mind maps work because they reflect how people naturally think by association rather than in strict linear order. Starting from a single central concept, the method encourages branching into major themes, then into sub-themes, creating a structure similar to how memory links ideas. This associative layout supports both overview and detail. You can see the whole topic at a glance while still tracing any branch into specific points. The approach also highlights the importance of keywords rather than full sentences. Keywords act like mental triggers, leaving space for your brain to supply context and related knowledge, which can improve understanding and recall. Visual elements such as color, images, icons, and varied line thickness are treated as functional, not decorative, because they help differentiate categories and strengthen memory cues. The book also stresses that a mind map is not only a storage tool, it is a thinking tool. Building one forces you to decide what is central, what is secondary, and how ideas relate, which can reveal gaps, contradictions, and new connections you would miss in conventional notes. Secondly, the mechanics of creating clear and powerful mind maps. Mind Map Mastery focuses on practical construction rules that make a map usable rather than messy. It commonly emphasizes beginning with a strong central image or phrase, then adding main branches as the primary categories. These branches should be arranged for balance and readability, giving each major theme enough space to grow. A repeated point in Buzan-style mind mapping is to use single words or short phrases per branch, keeping language compact and flexible. This reduces clutter and keeps the map scannable. The book also spotlights hierarchy, thicker or more prominent branches for higher-level ideas, thinner lines for detail, and consistent spacing to prevent overcrowding. Color coding can assign meaning, such as separating categories, identifying priorities, or tracking stages of a project. Another mechanical feature is cross-linking, where you draw connections between branches to show relationships that a strict hierarchy would hide. The guidance warns against turning a mind map into a diagram packed with sentences, because that defeats the speed and memory benefits. The goal is a page that supports quick review, easy expansion, and immediate comprehension. Thirdly, using mind maps for learning, memory, and study efficiency. A major application discussed is using mind maps to study and retain information more effectively. The book frames mind mapping as a way to condense large amounts of material into a single structured view, making review faster and less intimidating. Instead of copying paragraphs, readers are encouraged to extract core concepts and organize them into meaningful categories. This active processing can increase comprehension because you must decide what matters, how ideas fit together, and how to label them in your own words. Mind maps also support spaced review. The same map can be revisited and expanded as understanding deepens, and its visual cues can help trigger recall during exams or presentations. Another learning use is lecture or meeting note-taking. A branching structure can capture main points while leaving room for subpoints without forcing you to predict the speaker order. The method can also help identify weak spots. Branches that feel thin may signal areas needing more research. Overall, the book promotes mind mapping as a bridge between reading and remembering, turning passive exposure into an organized mental model you can retrieve and apply. Fourthly, idea generation and creative problem solving with branching exploration. Mind maps are presented as a strong tool for creativity because they encourage divergent thinking while still keeping ideas connected to a central purpose. The branching format allows you to explore multiple directions quickly, capture partial thoughts without judging them, and then group them into themes. This makes mind mapping well-suited for brainstorming, writing, product development, and strategic planning. The book typically frames creativity as the combination of previously unconnected ideas, and mind maps help by making connections visible and easy to manipulate. Adding images, symbols, and playful language can prompt different associations than plain text, which may unlock new angles. Another creative advantage is that mind maps can handle ambiguity. You can add a branch for questions, risks, or unknowns without stopping the flow. Later, you can converge by prioritizing branches, merging similar ones, or creating a second map that turns ideas into an action plan. The method supports both individual creativity and group collaboration, where a shared map can capture contributions without losing the big picture. In this sense, the map becomes a workspace for thinking rather than a final polished document. Lastly, planning, execution, and everyday productivity through visual organization, beyond learning and creativity, the book emphasizes mind mapping as a practical system for planning and productivity. A mind map can serve as an early-stage project plan by capturing goals, constraints, stakeholders, resources, timelines, and next actions in one view. Because the structure is flexible, it can evolve as new information appears, reducing the friction that often comes with rewriting linear outlines. The approach can be applied to writing as well. A mind map can become the blueprint for an article, report, or book, with branches turning into sections and sub-branches into paragraphs. For meetings, maps can be used to set agendas, record decisions, and assign tasks, creating a clearer reference than scattered notes. The book also points to personal uses, such as goal setting, habit planning, or organizing life areas like health, finances, and relationships. The key productivity message is clarity. When you can see priorities and connections at once, it becomes easier to decide what to do next, what can wait, and what does not matter. Mind maps can therefore reduce overwhelm by converting complexity into a navigable visual plan. In conclusion, this book is best for students who want faster study methods, professionals who juggle complex projects, and creatives who need a reliable way to generate and organize ideas. It is also a strong fit for anyone who feels overwhelmed by linear notes, long to-do lists, or scattered thinking, because mind mapping gives a single-page view that restores clarity without oversimplifying. The benefit to daily life is practical. You can learn material more actively, recall it more easily, plan work with fewer blind spots, and make better decisions by seeing relationships and priorities at once. The method can also reduce mental load by moving ideas out of your head into a structured visual system you can revisit and refine. Compared to similar productivity or study books, Mind Map Mastery stands out because it focuses on a specific thinking tool and teaches how to apply it across many situations, from reading and writing to planning and problem solving. Tony Buzan is closely associated with the development and popularization of modern mind mapping, so the guidance is grounded in a coherent philosophy rather than a collection of disconnected tips. If you want one technique that scales from quick notes to big life goals, this book offers a worthwhile, reusable framework. If you would like to support Tony Buzan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.